Now, as I said, this evening's message, I'll be focusing on verses 40 to verse 45 of Mark chapter 1. And Mark's gospel tells us Jesus' identity and his mission, who he is and why he came, and how we are to respond to Jesus. And we thought about a little bit of that this morning in terms of our response of repentance, of faith, and following him. We see him not just through what others say. We saw how Mark declares that he is a son of God, and John the Baptist declares who Jesus is, and God the Father also, but also through his deeds. And we see that from verse 21 onwards. Not as much of the written teachings, the spoken teachings of Jesus are recorded in Mark's gospel, but there is a lot of Jesus' deeds, his actions, which are recorded there, compared to Matthew's gospel, for example. He's God's promised king, and has proclaimed the good news of the kingdom of God, as we're considering this morning. And he showed his power and his authority in his teaching. People are saying that we haven't heard someone speak with this kind of authority. We saw his power, we read of his power and authority over spiritual evil in casting out an unclean spirit, and even over sickness, over natural evil, as it were. And we see him as he acts, reversing the effects of the fall, giving a foretaste of the kingdom of God, which will come in its fullness. Here we see him show his power to make clean, which, of course, is different from just tidying your rooms or from just healing. It's not necessary. It is a healing, but specifically it is cleansing that we see here with a leper. And I'll show some of the significance of that. But not only do we see his power to make clean or to cleanse, but we see his willingness to do so. And I think that's the emphasis of this episode here with the leper. So as Emre said, the main idea that I want you to have from this message is that Jesus in his power isn't only able to make you clean, but in his compassion, he is willing. And I want you to leave this evening with the impression of Jesus' willingness to cleanse you, to heal you, to save you. So we see right at the beginning in verse 40, now a leper came to him. And I want to consider with you first, what is leprosy? That is my first point. So Jesus traveled throughout all of Galilee, a new spread of his healing and his casting out demons, and people sought him. And this leper came to him, we read of in Luke's account of it, in Luke chapter 5, verse 12, in a certain city. It's not specified as to where it is, but it is one of the cities in Galilee. And in Luke's gospel, Luke perhaps being a doctor, he says that the man was full of leprosy. So it's no minor case of leprosy. It is a very severe case that we see. And so what is leprosy? What is this man's problem? Was it just a medical issue that this man had? Or was there more going on? Now first, the term leprosy in Hebrew and in the Greek refers to various skin diseases. And it's not necessarily what is known medically as Hansen's disease. So Hansen's disease is a chronic infectious disease by bacteria affecting nerves, skins, eyes, and nose. That's what we normally have in mind when we think about leprosy. But in the Bible, when those two terms are used, it's a broader range of various skin diseases. You can have that in mind. And it's something which is infectious and something which can affect the skin in a kind of grotesque way. Now, regarding Hansen's disease, there's treatment for it. The treatment was found in the 1940s. I'm glad for science. I'm glad that there is medical advancements in that way. And it's caught, apparently, not by touch, but by infected droplets, kind of through the nose and so on, apparently. But historically, it was very feared because of the visible disfigurements and disabilities that it brought about. If you type Hansen's disease or leprosy, you'll probably, in Google, you'll probably see some of the images. And I find it a bit difficult.